he is making his way to the mound to take the baseball from Abner Uribe. Still has not officially made the call, but you can presume at 31 pitches that Abner's day is done. He will take the ball from Abner, and the call has been made. A U.S. Cellular call to the pin has been made. It's U.S. Cellular that's proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Elvis Baguero coming into this game. It's 7-4 Yankees on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Right now, select tires or buy three, get one free. Your choice of Meguiar's new car scent protectant wipes or spray, just $5.99. Plus, doorbusters, like $130 instant savings on a DeWalt Power Stack starter kit with charger and two batteries included. Tires and batteries, trust and care at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Elvis Baguero takes over on the mound for the Brewers. Three runs in for the Yankees here. In the top of the sixth inning, they lead it 7-4 after the Brewers fought back to tie it at 4 in the bottom of the fifth. Baguero making his 12th appearance of the year. He's 3-0 with a 2.77 ERA. In the top of the Yankees order, Anthony Volpe to the plate with runners on the corners. Cabrera's at third. Trevino is at first. Baguero, first pitch to Volpe, is down and away. It's 1-0. Both runners, Abner Uribe's responsibility. Tough day for Abner. He had a tough call go against him as well. That should be noted when you talk about his outing today. Pitch gets past Contreras on a wild pitch, and racing down the line and scoring is Cabrera. It's 8-4 Yankees. Trevino moves up 90 feet to second base. That was the slider down and away. Contreras tried his best to reach out and backhand that one, but couldn't get to it. And it's a wild pitch on Baguero. So a four spot by New York here in the top of the sixth. Baguero looks at second, and the pitch to Volpe. That's down and away with a slider, and Baguero having a hard time throwing strikes. It's 3-0. He'll throw that baseball out of play. The dangerous Juan Soto in the on deck circle. The pitch missed inside, a four pitch walk to Volpe. Brewers sent 9 to the plate in the bottom of the fifth. Yankees have sent 9 to the plate here in the top of the sixth. And for Soto hits 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Juan Soto the batter. First pitch swinging. He rips one into right for a base hit. Around third is Trevino. He's headed for home. And he is in there. It's an RBI single for Soto, and it's 9-4 New York. They've plated 5 runs here in the sixth inning. Soto with his first hit of the game. That run also charged to Abner. You can close the book on Uribe. And now here's Aaron Judge, who led this inning off with a walk, and he is getting booed by the fans here at American Family Field for the base running play earlier in this inning. And now Elvis cannot hear his pitch comm, so he steps off the back of the rubber, and Contreras is going to come out and check on that. So Uribe, two-thirds of an inning, two hits, five runs, three walks today for Abner. And it's getting lively here at American Family Field. But the Yankees with a five-run top of the sixth with a 9-4 lead. Piguero just trying to get the Brewers through this. This has all really happened with two outs. And you could make a strong argument none of it should have happened if the right call was made at second base. There go the runners. The pitch is down and away. Contreras throw to second. He is not in time. And now the Yankees have runners at second and third. And a 1-0 count on Judge. So stolen bases for Volpe and Soto. And the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball through the left side into left field for a base hit. Two runs are going to score. Aaron Judge with a two-run single. It's 11-4 New York. A nightmarish inning here for the crew. Seven runs across for the Yankees. It's all happened with two outs. And now here's Alex Verdugo. First pitch to Verdugo, missed outside. It's one ball and no strikes on Verdugo. Seven runs in this inning. 11 runs today for the Yankees on just nine hits. They've taken advantage of the four walks the Brewers have issued. This one missed inside off the glove of Contreras over near the on deck circle, and Judge moves up 90 feet on a pass ball.
You know, you can talk all you want about the non-interference call on Judge, which would have probably meant zero runs in the inning, but you also have to give the Yankees credit. Ever since there have been two outs, boy, have they grinded and put some great at-bats and plate appearances together.
Yeah, they have been selective. 2-0 is chopped foul at the first baseline. It's 2-1. And then when they have gotten the pitch they were looking for, they have gotten after it here in this inning. Mike Malinsky asking for some more baseballs from the ball boy. He'll get it. Been a lengthy inning here. Uribe threw 31 pitches. Piguero has thrown 9. Actually 10 to be exact. So this is over 40 pitches in the inning. 2-1 is down and in. Verdugo gets out of the way in time. And it's three balls and one strike. And the Brewers have Jansen Junk now joining Hobie Milner in the bullpen. Ian Hamilton has been getting loose for what feels like forever out of that Yankees pen. He's coming into this game in the bottom of the sixth. Three-one. Chopper towards second. This is a play for Terang. Fields it, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. But seven runs come across for the Yankees. A 4-4 ball game becomes an 11-4 Yankees lead. We go to the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addison Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addison Jones and Signature Homes by Addison Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addison Jones, then
call the Movers.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should.
The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
EMJ.
To 4, Yankees have grabbed the lead with a 7-run top of the sixth inning, and it's the bottom of the sixth. And it's the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is MJ Dolly from Pewaukee. MJ will win a gift card jackpot of $750 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. Sal Frelick leads off the bottom of the sixth. And the first pitch from Marinaccio, who stays in the game, is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. So Hamilton had been warming. He is still not in the game. It's Marinaccio for now. The pitch, and Sal didn't mean to do it, but he went around. And it's nothing in two.
Maybe he threw too many pitches in the bullpen. He's tired.
He's hit his limit. He was up for a long time. He's still throwing out there in that pen. Frelick takes outside, and it's 1-2. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this half inning. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Sal with a swing and a miss. And he strikes out for the first out here in the sixth, and that gets William Contreras to the plate. Contreras is 1-for-3. Contreras with an infield single to help get that big 4-run fifth inning started for the crew. Marinaccio brings home the pitch and misses outside. It's 1-0. Now, this one will be frustrating if the Brewers can't mount a massive comeback here, and they still have time to do so. Only the bottom of the sixth inning, but a big task in front of them, trailing by 7 runs. Pitches up and in, and it's 2-0. And there will be a lot of conversation about what transpired in the top of the sixth inning that led to the extra opportunity for New York. Here's a ground ball past the diving Cabrera and down the left field line all the way into the corner. Extra bases for Contreras. He jogs into second with a 1-out double here in the sixth. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. And Contreras with another multi-hit game. He's got 13 of those this year. Just putting together a phenomenal season. And that appears to be it for Marinaccio, as Aaron Boone making the stroll out of the dugout. He's made the call. He's going to go get Ian Hamilton here to face Willie Adames. U.S. Cellular, the call to the bullpen has been made. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not strolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Hamilton coming on. Runner at second and one away. It's an 11-4 Yankees lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like cedar crust too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar crust ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Ben Juick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform. The Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Ian Hamilton takes over on the mound for the Yankees. It's an 11-4 New York lead. They put together a 7-run top of the sixth inning and took a 4-4 ball game and took control of it. Hamilton making his 11th appearance, 3.07 ERA over 14 2/3 innings. He's a right-hander. Contreras is at second after the one-out double, and Willie Adames is at the plate. Willie with an RBI double in his last at bat. And takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Willie is 1-for-2. Walked back in the first inning to Adames. A 1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95 down below the zone, and Adames came up empty. No balls and two strikes on the Brewers shortstop. The pitch down and away with a slider. Good block by Trevino behind the plate. It's 1-2. Rays are coming to town starting tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday afternoon. Brewers with an off day Thursday and then head to Chicago for the first matchup with the Cubs of the 2024 season. 1-2, ground ball to third. Cabrera stays down on it, pats the glove once, throws across in time to retire Adames. Contreras stays put at second. And there's two down now for Jake Bowers. Bowers had what felt like the swing of this game in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 3-run blast out to right. His second home run of the season, homering against his former club. And at the time, that tied the game at 4. Try to get a couple back here if you're the Brewers. And Bowers takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Can't get all seven back in one swing. Have to find ways to get guys on base, pass the baton, as they say, and get the next man up. 0-1. Bowers rips one into right. That's down for a base hit. Contreras will be held at third. Soto's throw cut off by Rizzo. It is a single for Bowers. He's had a good day. A couple of hits for him. And now runners on the corners for Gary Sanchez. Well, guy up with a lot of power. If Sanchez could get into one, that would change the later innings of this game a little bit. Pretty comfortable lead right now for the Yankees. Brewers trying to put some pressure back on New York. Sanchez has been swinging it well of late. He's got a hit today. Has not been retired in this game. Pitch in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. In fact, Gary has an extra base hit in each of his last 5 games he's played in. Hamilton, third base side of the rubber, brings home the 0-1, and it hit him. Tried to quick pitch him. And it hit him in the hands. Sanchez not real happy. Tosses the bat in frustration. And he's making his way down to first. And now the bases are loaded for Blake Perkins. Second time today Gary's been hit by a pitch. He's going to be hitting the ice bags a little bit when this game is at its conclusion. That hit him on the right hand, kind of on the bottom of the hand. There's a little bit of meat there, but not much.
Well, he had a hand problem, remember, coming into spring training this year. So you hope that nothing got re-aggravated with that. There's so many little bones in that area of the body.
Seems to be okay for the time being. Bases loaded, two outs. Blake Perkins the batter. Perkins 1-for-3 in this game. Hamilton brings home the pitch, and Perkins takes a strike. It's 0-1. If you're going to find a way to come back on the Yankees, imperative you take advantage of every opportunity you get. And the Brewers have already left a lot of base runners today. They've left 8 in this game. A 1. Perkins takes low. 1-1. Bryce Terang in the on-deck circle. Perkins homered on Friday night. That was a 3-run shot for Blake. One. Perkins took outside. 2-2. You're hoping right now for one of those crazy Sunday fun day games where everything goes out the window, no lead is safe, and chaos ensues. 2-1, swing and a miss. That was a good slider from Hamilton down and in. And it's 2-2. But if you're going to have that, this is a really important moment right here for the Brewers. Two pitch outside. It's full now. 3-2. Bases loaded. Walk wouldn't hurt anybody except for maybe Ian Hamilton. Three-two pitch, and he checked his swing on a pitch down. It's a bases loaded walk by Perkins. It's an 11-5 game. Bases stay loaded for Bryce Terang. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. 10th RBI of the season for Blake. Didn't have to get the bat off his shoulders in order to do so. And now here's Terang, who's 0-for-3. The pitch. Bryce hits one foul and out of play. Left field side. It's 0-1. Good idea. He had a sinker away and he tried to poke it down that left field line. Keep the line moving if you're the Brewers right now. Bases loaded, 2 outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another good slider down and in from Hamilton. It's 0-2. Love the aggressiveness from Terang. Coming up there, trying to do something with the bat. Swinging at those first two pitches, but now he finds himself behind. 0-2. Ortiz is in the on-deck circle. 0-2. Popped him up, fouling out of play, and he'll live to see another one. 11-5 your score. Chance to punch a hole in this deficit with one swing right here for Terang. Hamilton looking in. Lined into center. Judge coming in. It's going to hold up and he'll make the catch. Good swing from Terang, but hit right in the tracks of Judge, and the Brewers leave the bases loaded. They get one. It's an 11-5 Yankees lead as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Beautiful. electrify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
The 11-5 Yankees lead the Brewers as we head to the seventh inning, and stepping back in with the play-by-play, here's Josh.
Take a break, Lane. I'm just going to put in perspective the last two innings. When I handed it to you for the top of the fifth, it was 1-0. 15 runs later, it's 11-5.
Yeah. A lot happened.
It sure did.
Hope you're paying attention.
Mostly. Giancarlo Stanton breaks his bat and boops one into shallow center for a base hit to greet Jansen Junk. Not a bad pitch. Junk made his season debut with the Brewers in last night's 15-3 loss. Pitched a scoreless inning coming up from Nashville. And is greeted by Stanton with a single. His first hit of the day. Here comes Anthony Rizzo, then Gleyber Torres and Oswaldo Cabrera due up. The big inning, the seven-run sixth. Rizzo waits, swings through a high fastball. It's nothing and one. Back pick throw from Contreras, not in time to get Stanton. Jansen Junk tried to provide some length to this bullpen last year. Ended up getting into two games with the crew and now two games this season after coming over from the Angels. Rizzo has not been retired. Doubled, singled, and walked. 0-1. Swing and a miss again. Good ride on the fastball from Jansen Junk to get ahead, nothing and two. Elvis Piguero got the final out of that seven-run rally last inning. He was charged with two runs on two hits. Uribe charged with the first five. And if you're just joining us, after the Brewers made up a 4-0 deficit to tie it, all seven of those Yankees runs came with two outs. Now the 0-2 to Rizzo. Swing and a foul back into the screen. You can get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin if you order by Tuesday, April 30th. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. 0-2. Fouled back over the screen. Full hack there by Rizzo. 35,295 the attendance here on a Sunday at American Family Field. One of those just made a fine play on the foul ball. Good crowds all weekend for the Yankees. One on and nobody out, and the pitch is low. 95 on the sinker from Jansen Junk. Ball one on Anthony Rizzo, though, and you look at Junk, a guy who's been a starter most of his career. Brewers trying him in a middle inning relief role, and the velocity certainly ticks up. Very short lead at first for Stanton. And the 1-2. Foul back again by Rizzo on a full swing. Rubber match of this three-game series. Yankees up by 6, 11-5. They scored 15 yesterday, so 26 runs over the last couple of ball games. Here it comes, 1-2 again. Foul back again. Having a hard time putting away Anthony Rizzo is Jansen Junk. working from the stretch. 1-2 again. Line down the left field line for a base hit into the corner. He goes the opposite way and serves it over. It rolls onto the warning track. Frelick goes to dig it out. Giancarlo Stanton saunters over to third. They'll hold him up there on a double by Anthony Rizzo. His second two-bagger of the game. And the Yankees in business again. That was a great piece of hitting. Second and third. And nobody out, already leading by six. Rizzo aboard for the fourth time today. 3-for-3 with a walk. Neither of the balls this inning have been hit all that hard off of Jansen Junk. Infield comes in and Torres swings and fouls one, coming back over the first base side and well up into the seats. Yankees now with 11 hits. Nine of those have come in the last three innings. Infield in the 0-1. Torres takes outside. 1-1. Gleyber Torres had the first RBI hit last inning. He fouls it out of play, right field side, and is behind Jansen Junk, 1-2. It was still tied at four with two on and two out last inning, and Torres battled Abner Uribe and ended up with a ground ball run-scoring single. Made it 5-4, and that opened up the whole kettle of fish. He's 1-for-3. Second and third, nobody out. 1-2. Popped up foul. Coming back is Contreras. He's going to run out of room. That ball's into the seats. About seven or eight rows there behind home plate. We'll do it again. Infield in, third to first. The 1-2, high and away, 2-2 on Gleyber Torres. 4-for-14 in the series is Torres. Some of these Yankees have some very gaudy three-game numbers here in Milwaukee. Timeout called before the 2-2 pitch. Verdugo's got a couple of homers, as does Judge. Stanton just got his fourth hit. Rizzo, now with five hits. Here it comes, 2-2. Swung on and popped up. Coming back again behind the plate, but this one will stay within the confines. Play for Contreras. Off of the mask, and William makes the catch. Smashing his bat and breaking it in frustration was Gleyber Torres after he popped it up. Second and third and one out now for Oswaldo Cabrera. Drive Around the League. It's brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. St. Louis Cardinals trying to sweep the Mets. It's a game going on at Citi Field. They've gone into the 11th. Line drive, base hit, Cabrera over the leaping second baseman Terang. In from third comes Stanton. Rizzo will be held at third. Oswaldo Cabrera gets an RBI hit, and that makes it 12-5. Seven-run lead restored for the Yankees here in the seventh. Ball was smoked. Infield was in again. Had Terang been back at what you'd call regular depth, he may have had a little extra time to catch it. But by the time he left his feet, it was already past his outstretched glove. Cabrera reaches for the third straight time. It's his second hit of the day. And now they're on the corners with one out. And Chris Hook coming out to visit Jansen Junk, who's given up hits to three of the first four he's faced. All mound visits brought to you by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening coming up this week, May 3rd. A new era of sports betting. Jose Trevino coming up there. He had a two-run single that knocked Abner Uribe out of the game last inning. That was certainly one of the big swings today during that seven-run rally. Chris Hook on his way back to the dugout. Rizzo at third. And Cabrera at first base. Talking about that Cardinals game, they've taken a 2-1 lead going to the bottom of the 11th at Citi Field. They've had a good bounce back week. So here we go with Trevino and the pitch. In at the knees for a strike. Infield is back at double play depth here. Jose Trevino ended up pitching the final inning in last night's win. Yeah, I know he's a catcher. But they were winning 15-1, and Aaron Boone said, I'm not using anybody in my bullpen. So he pitched the ninth, and he gave up two runs. And now he catches the next game. 0-1 to him. Strike with a good sweeping breaking ball from Junk. It's nothing in two. 12-5 New York. From the stretch, Junk holds on his belt. Now delivers 0-2. Swing and a fly ball into right center. This should be deep enough to get in run number 13 as Churio moves to his right and makes the catch. Tagging from third is Rizzo. He trots home. No throw. It's a sacrifice fly for Trevino, who's driven in three. It's 13-5. Yankees have scored 28 runs in the two games here this weekend and still going. Keep looking up and thinking I'm going to see Reggie Jackson or Mickey Mantle or Joe DiMaggio the way that they've been swinging the bats here. It's the old Bronx Bombers. Staying at first was Cabrera. Two outs, and here's Anthony Volpe, who takes a strike down the middle. It's nothing and one. So the Cardinals winning in the bottom of the 11th, 2-1. Reds are losing. Pop up on a curveball, hit back behind the plate. It's going to get into the seats, though. Contreras just ran out of room. And it's 0-2 on Anthony Volpe. Reds playing a rubber match of a three-game series against the defending world champion Texas Rangers. They trail 4-3, bottom seven. Texas trying to win that series. Pirates just underway. They've also got a rubber match in San Francisco, scoreless bottom second. They've got that electric rookie Jared Jones pitching. Runner at first and two out. And the 0-2. Volpe swings and shoots the fastball into the screen behind home plate to stay alive. National game of the week later tonight. Cubs at Red Sox. That game at Fenway, 6:10 Central. Rubber match. Another one. Junk set, 0-2 again. Volpe swings and fouls another one back. Anthony Volpe on his 23rd birthday. A big three-run homer earlier off of the starter Tobias Myers. He's also walked. He's been aboard twice. 1-for-3. And the pitch 0-2 down and away. That sweeping breaking ball again. It goes to 1-2 from Jansen Junk. Cubs and Red Sox. Hayden Wesneski for Chicago. Tanner Houck for Boston. Runner at first base. The 1-2. Volpe swings and pops one foul into the seats on the first base side. Bowers gave it a look, but that was about five or six rows in. You know what happens to the best of them. Last night, the Cubs got shut out by the Red Sox 17-0. After Chicago had won the previous four games, they got thumped. It happens. Here comes 1-2 again. Volpe took in the dirt. Good block by Contreras, keeping Oswaldo Cabrera in place, and it's 2-2. Underway in game two of the Mexico series. In Mexico City, the Astros and the Rockies. 2-1 Houston, bottom of the second at the high altitude. Two out in the seventh, 2-2 pitch. Volpe fouls another out of play. Deep down the right field line and into the seats. They've done that for a couple of seasons now. Played a series in Mexico City. And it's like Little League run totals.
And the Giants and Padres last year, I remember some of those games were just incredible.
Yeah. Here it comes, 2-2. Volpe lines it into right. In comes Churio. He'll have to play it off the hop. First to third goes Cabrera. Throw will just be bounced into the middle of the infield on a single by Volpe. The birthday boy is aboard for a third straight time. And Junk now will have to face another one. It'll be Juan Soto with runners on the corners and two out. Two runs in the seventh. It is 13-5 Yankees. And Contreras goes to talk to Jansen Junk about facing Juan Soto. Trip to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook again. Yeah, yesterday, as the Astros won the first game of that Mexico series, Yordan Alvarez hit a couple of homers that were 460 feet. So you can do that. He's so good. He'll do that without altitude. But
right.
That helps. Dodgers had their six-game winning streak snapped today north of the border. That was in Toronto. They lost to the Blue Jays 3-1. Unable to complete the sweep, L.A. We got action all over North America. All right, ready to go to Soto, who's 1-for-4. They lead from the corners, and the pitch is down and in from Junk. Ball one. If I gave you a pop quiz as to who had the best two records in Major League Baseball coming into the day, you'd probably get one of them. Here comes the 1-0. Popped him up. All right. On the left side of the infield, play for Willie Adames. Standing on the infield dirt, makes the catch. Soto, in disgust, tosses his bat, and the inning is over. Yankees get two and strand two. Tell you about the two best teams in baseball after the seventh inning stretch. After the Yankees get two more, they lead this game 13-5 as we go to the bottom of the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Michael Tonkin is the new pitcher. The loser in the 11th inning on Friday. Tonkin, who's been with three different major league teams already this season, takes over. It's now 13-5 Yankees as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Roll out the barrel. Seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports. Time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. So Tonkin becomes the fourth pitcher for the Yankees after Ian Hamilton allowed an inherited runner to score back in the sixth. He got two outs. Marinaccio is the one in line for the win. Stroman, who started, only went four innings plus. He permitted 11 base runners and four runs. He won't be involved in the decision. Tonkin, since coming to the Yankees, after earlier being with the Mets and the Twins, this will be his second outing after the two unearned runs on Friday night. Allowed the automatic base runner to score the tying run in the 10th, and then the winning run in the 11th on the hit by Joey Ortiz. And what do you know? Joey's going to greet him again here. 8-run lead for the Yankees. Ortiz, Churio, and Frelick do. And Tonkin misses low and in, ball one. Josh Maurer with Lane Grindle. The 1-0 pitch. That's a strike. Joey hadn't seen a ton of those today. He's walked all three times that he's been in the batter's box. Twice against Stroman, once against Marinaccio. Now he hits one on the ground to third. Play charging in, Oswaldo Cabrera's got it. Throws cross in time, and Joey Ortiz is out number one. Back to our drive around the league. The best records in Major League Baseball coming into the day on the 28th of April. The Braves and the Cleveland Guardians. They played a rubber match today, and it was won by Atlanta, 4-3. Pitch misses to Jackson Churio, ball one. So Atlanta improves to 19-7. Cleveland had won the previous day. Brewers came in with the third best record in Major League Baseball, 17-9 before today. It's not looking great. They trail 13-5. 1-1 on Churio, who's 0-3. Michael Tonkin's 1-1. Breaking ball inside. Skips off the glove of Trevino, the catcher, to the backstop. One out and no base runners in the seventh, and the 2-1 is outside, 3-1. This would be only the second series loss of the whole season for the Brewers a month in. Line drive towards second, caught by Gleyber Torres. A step to his right, reaches up and plucks it out of the air. Couple of really good pieces of contact in a row by Jackson. You remember last time he batted, Brewers had just tied the game at four, and they were still rallying back in the fifth inning, two on and two out. And he crushed a ball to left, got caught though right in front of the fence. Sal Frelick takes up and away from Tonkin, ball one. You never know what would have happened in this game had that ball gotten over the fence. Great what if. 1-0 pitch outside on Frelick. It's 2-0. Ever since, the Yankees have scored 9 runs. Frelick pops one up. On the infield, it's the third baseman Oswaldo Cabrera taking charge behind the mound, and he reaches out to the side, makes the catch, inning over. Tonkin looking good here. His second Yankees appearance, 1-2-3. We go to the eighth. Yep, that 4-4 game has become 13-5. New York on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What are you making for dinner, Uke?
Just putting the finishing touches on my lean, juicy beef en bun.
What's in it?
Usingers, of course. It's a Mr. Baseball all-beef frank and a freshly baked roll.
Looks a lot like a hot dog, Bob.
Au contraire, my sausage-loving friend. Not all dogs are made the same. They might look like a fastball, but when it gets to the plate, you'll find out it's Uncle Charlie.
Falls right off the table. Looks can't be deceiving.
You got that right. Hey, if looking the part was all it took, I'd have been an all-star a long time ago.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Got a few hours left to take advantage of that great flash sale. $5 tickets to the upcoming series here against Tampa that begins tomorrow night. Do it before midnight. Go to brewers.com/flash sale. On to the eighth. Jansen Junk, the second inning of work. 13-5. It's all Yankees. And back to take us home, here's Lane Grindle.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Judge leads off this inning against Junk. And the first offering from Junk is over but low, with a breaking ball, and it's 1-0. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. 1-0 pitch. That missed in, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. To learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's LIUNA, and feel the power. Junk from the stretch, the 2-0 pitch. That's up and in. And it's 3 balls and 0 strikes on Aaron Judge. Judge has had a good day offensively. He's only been retired once. He's driven in 3, has a home run as well. The pitch over for a strike. It's 3-1. Judge, Verdugo, Stanton scheduled to hit here. A 13-5 Yankees lead. Three-one, hit foul and out of play behind home plate, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Junk, after falling behind 3-0, is battled back for a full count here, and time used by Judge. Judge is going to be remembered in this game and in this stadium after what happened in the top of the sixth inning. 3-2 pitch fouled back into the net, stays at 3-2. When I think you can say judgment call, or in your opinion, you didn't think he was doing it, but reached his left hand up and blocked a throw from Willy Adames on what would have been a 4-6-3 double play. 3-2 pitch lined into right field for a base hit for Aaron Judge. And a 3-hit day for Judge. And he's aboard to start up the eighth inning for Alex Verdugo. And the reality is, if that ball's not blocked by Judge's left hand, the Brewers get out of that inning with nothing across. Instead, it turned into a 7-run inning for New York. And there's no way around that. That is the reality of the situation. Judge is going to be pinch run for here, as Trammell comes in to run for him at first base. And from our standpoint, certainly looked like he went full extension with the left hand. And he also had the mitt that they wear when they run on. Pitch to Verdugo. Ground ball through the right side. That's into right field for a base hit. Trammell will stop at second. And the first two have reached against Junk here in the eighth. Now you can complain about it all you want. You can't change it now. It is what it is. And the Yankees with that 13-5 advantage. And they're looking for more here in the eighth, with Giancarlo Stanton coming to the plate for the Yankees.
The thing about it, Lane, is that the Brewers complained about it at the time because it felt really important. You just don't want to give these Yankees, the way that they're hitting, extra outs.
First pitch to Stanton is swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-1.
It's not a hindsight argument.
No.
You knew at the time how big that call could be and ended up being.
Yep. And you look at the scoreboard and see 13-5, but just kind of laid out to you why it was such a big play. A one. Bat broken in half, and it rolls foul up the first baseline does the ball. Giancarlo Stanton will have to get a new piece of lumber as the barrel just split in two. And it's 0-2 on Stanton. New baseballs run out to Mike Malinsky as well. Stanton gets a new bat. He's back in there quickly. No balls, two strikes, two on, nobody out. Top of the eighth inning, a 13-5 Yankees lead. Junk brings home the pitch, and it's a bouncer to short. Big hop for Adames, flips to Terang for one, on to first in time. And it's a 6-4-3 double play. So Stanton bounces into the double play. Trammell ends up at third. He's there with two outs. And Anthony Rizzo's the batter. Well, it is Shandy season, baseball fans. Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. So here's Rizzo. Three hits today for Rizzo, and he puts a charge into one out to right center. Back goes Perkins. He reaches up. Did he pull it back? No. Anthony Rizzo sends it out. And that's his 300th homer of his career. Perkins gave it a good look and a good try out in right center. But it's been a big day for Anthony Rizzo. And the Yankees take a 13-5 lead, and after that three-run shot, make it a 16-5 ball game. No, excuse me, a two-run shot after the double play, so a 15-5 ball game. Boy, Perkins almost got to that ball. So here's Gleyber Torres in the pitch. Got the outside corner. It's 0-1. Rizzo not retired today. Two doubles. The two-run home run, a single, and a walk. That's a pretty good day for Anthony Rizzo. 15-5 ball game. Pitch to Torres. This is lined into left center field. That's going to get down. Perkins cuts it off on a couple of hops. Torres trying to stretch it into two, and he'll slide in there safely with a hustle double. So Torres at second now, with two outs in the inning, and here's Oswaldo Cabrera. Junk's first pitch to Cabrera is over but low with a breaking ball. It's 1-0. 17 hits today for the Yankees. They hammered out 19 in last night's game. This is an offense that honestly had had some struggles coming into this series, but everybody knew it was a sleeping giant. Come back here to Junk. He knocks it down, spins around, finds it on the mound, picks it up and throws to first, and the inning is over. So Cabrera grounds out, but a two-run shot by Rizzo. It's 15-5 Yankees as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking, but because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the movers.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
...15-5 Yankees out in front of the Brewers. As we go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Michael Tonkin stays in the game on the mound for New York. William Contreras leads things off for the Crew. Two-hit day for William. And he takes a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Oswaldo Cabrera moves from third to first. Jamai Jones is now the third baseman for the Yankees. 0-1, and he went around on a slider, and it's 0-2 on William.